This public radio podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.
And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 25th of February, 2008. It's the birthday of the painter Pierre Renoir, born in Limoges, France, 1841, one of the founders of the school of Impressionist painting, along with Monet and others, became severely disabled by arthritis starting in 1902, but continued to paint for years afterward. It's the birthday of novelist Anthony Burgess, born in Manchester, England, 1917, best known for his book A Clockwork Orange, but who wrote over 50 others and wrote many musical compositions as well. It's the birthday of the art critic and nun Sister Wendy Beckett, born in South Africa, 1930, famous for her books on art and her television shows on the BBC and PBS, talking about art in museums around the world, and who, though she does her shows in a traditional nun's habit, talks about sex and nudity in paintings without embarrassment. Sister Wendy, who says, "It's appropriate to comment on everything in the painting. I'm not going to deny God's glory by pandering to narrow-mindedness." And it's the anniversary of the beginning of one of the most famous literary relationships in modern history. 1956, at a party in a bar in London, Sylvia Plath was standing and talking to somebody who she described as some ugly, gat-toothed, squat, grinning guy named Meeson, trying to be devastatingly clever. She described the party as very bohemian, with boys in turtleneck sweaters and girls elegant in black. She said, "The jazz was beginning to get under my skin, and I started dancing with Luke and knew I was very bad. Then the worst thing happened. That big, dark, hunky boy, the only one there huge enough for me, who'd been hunching around over women and whose name I had asked the minute I had come into the room but no one told me, came over and was looking hard in my eyes, and it was Ted Hughes." Sylvia Plath quoted one of his poems to him. He guided her to a side room of the bar. He kissed her on the mouth and ripped her hairband off and kissed her on the neck. And then, according to her, she bit him long and hard on the cheek. And when we came out of the room, blood was running down his face. She wrote a poem about it over the next few days, spent the night with Hughes in a London flat, spent more time together with him that spring, and then they started thinking about marriage. They were married 4 months after that first meeting, June the 16th. Spent the summer in Paris and Spain writing poems, moved back to England, had a couple of children, separated in 1962, and Sylvia Plath committed suicide in 1963 by sticking her head in an oven. She had left Hughes after she discovered that he was having an affair. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, a poem entitled Snowbanks North of the House. Those great sweeps of snow that stop suddenly 6 feet from the house. Thoughts that go so far. The boy gets out of high school and reads no more books. The son stops calling home. The mother puts down her rolling pin and makes no more bread. And the wife looks at her husband one night at a party and loves him no more. The energy leaves the wine, and the minister falls, leaving the church. It will not come closer. The one inside moves back, and the hands touch nothing and are safe. And the father grieves for the son and will not leave the room where the coffin stands. He turns away from his wife, and she sleeps alone. And the sea lifts and falls all night. The moon goes on through the unattached heavens alone, and the toe of the shoe pivots in the dust. The man in the black coat turns and goes back down the hill. No one knows why he came or why he turned away and did not climb the hill. A poem by Robert Bly, Snowbanks North of the House, from his selected poems published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button. Information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Ella Shavonik and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.